人是恶人吗？
Do you really feel your flesh is your adversary, your enemy?
现在我们的眼睛终于开启了。
Now finally the king's eyes were opened.
下面的故事你就知道了。
And the story continues.
所以王非常的生气，就到花园里面去。
The king was in wrath. He went to the garden.
结果当哈曼求饶的时候
，When Haman was there back for
him, 而且王以为是哈曼居然敢公然的这个侮辱他的侮辱王后。
And the king thought he was insulting the queen.
结果很清楚的，你知道后面的结局是非常清楚了。
And the result is very clear.
那么有人告诉说
，When people
say, 这个哈曼呢，在他自己家里替摩底改啊立了一个木架。
Some people told that Haman has made a gallows for Mordecai.
那么圣经怎么说？
因为
圣经把哈曼就挂在那里。
And the Bible says, Haman,
哈曼以为摩底改该在的地方就是哈曼自己该在的地方。
Haman thought Mordecai's place is actually for himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里你看见吗？所以说，我的旧人与基督同钉十字架。
The Bible says my old man has been crucified with Christ.
在神的眼光中，我们肉体是破烂不堪的。
In the eyes of God, our flesh is corruptible, is decayed.
你的袜子如果破一个洞、两个洞，你可以去补它的。
Your socks, if it has one or two holes, you can mend it.
如果它空前绝后，你就丢掉了。
If it opens on the front and on the end, you need to.
我的肉体是空前绝后的。
Our flesh is.
所以两千年前我们神就把我们的行钉在十字架上。
So 2000 years ago, our God has put our nailed our flesh.
所以十字架是肉体应该在的地方。
The cross is where the flesh should be.
所以弟兄姊妹，等到我们眼睛被开启
，Until our eyes are
open, 认识我们的肉体
，We understand our
flesh. 包容我们的肉体
，Hate our flesh.
现在我们同意了
，Now we agree.
十字架是我们该在的地方。
The cross is where we should be.
你就能说我们救人与基督已经对基督都已经。钉在十字架上。
You can say that my old man is being crucified with Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就证明故事。
And sisters, this is a story.
等到你眼睛开启以后
，Your eyes are open.
现在感觉什么事就开始转弯了。
Now you see everything is turned around.
所以光照是很重要。
So enlightenment is very important.
什么光照呢
？What is the light?
圣灵必须借着灵在我们里面看清楚的。
The Holy Spirit has to enable us to see in our spirit.
但是我们的魂受光照以前
，Before our soul is enlightened,
灵必须说我。死就死了吧。
The spirit has to say, if I perish, I perish.
灵魂完全顺服在圣灵的底下。
Spirit is completely willing to submit.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在整个的问题就转弯了。
Now everything is turning around.
保罗经过这个经历。
Paul has such experience.
我们很快看一下保罗的经历好不好
？Let's look quickly on the experience.
那就是罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
你看见保罗本来不认识他的肉体。
You see, originally Paul didn't know his of his flesh.
所以他把这戒指就给了他的肉体。
So he gave the signet ring to his flesh.
所以他就杀害基督徒。
Then he killed Christians.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这个故事的。
My sisters, you know that story.
他是平安的很。
He has peace.
他睡得非常的好。
He can sleep well.
他从来不晓得他里面有个肉体，他不知道。
He never thought he has a flesh in him.
我感谢主。
But thank God.
有一天他终于蒙光照了。
Until one day he was enlightened.
他就把他所得的光告诉我们。
He shared his light with us.
那就罗马第七章第十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 14.
最后一句。但我是属于肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。
But I am fleshly, sold under sin.
好像哈书里海哈书里说，我已经卖给哈曼了。
Just like the Hashimah said, I'm sold to him.
我已经卖给罪了。
I'm sold to sin.
我没有想到，我不知不觉的要杀害我的妻子。
I want to destroy my
wife. 我没有想到这个伤害会伤害了我自己。
I do not know this will hurt myself.
然后十五节。因为我所做的我自己不明白。
Verse 15. For what I am doing, I do not understand.
我所愿意的我并不做。
For what I will, I do.
我所恨恶的我倒去做。
But what I hate, that I do.
你看，这就是前面几章的故事，对不对
？This is the story of.
我所做的我不明白。
What I do, I do not understand.
我所愿意的我并不做。
What I will do, I do not do.
到了十八节。
Until 8.
我也知道，现在他知道了。
Now I know.
弟兄姊妹，你现在明白了。
Now you understand.
他知道说现在哈曼是仇人、敌人、恶人。
Now he knows Haman is the adversary, the enemy, and the wicked.
所以他怎么说呢
？Now what did he say?
在我里头就是我肉体之中没有良善。
In me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells.
因为立志行善由的我，只是行出来由不得我。
For to will is present with me, but now how to perform what is good?
十九节。故此我所愿意的善我反不做
For the good that I will to do
就 这是死的律。
Not do. This is the law of death.
我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
But the evil I will not do, and I.
这是罪的律。
This is the law.
你看这不是他们的故事吗
？This is story of him.
当那个命令出去的时候
，When that decree was issued,
罪和死的律。
It is law of sin and death.
所以二十节说
，So verse 20,
若我去做我所不愿意做的，就不是我做的。
If I do what I will not do, it's not
my fault. 那在我里头的罪做的。
But sin that dwells in me.
这是他们做的。
This is him and death.
二十一节。
Number two.
我觉得有个律。
I find there's a law.
现在他能感觉到那个律了。
Now he can feel the law.
他知道他自己所发出的命令最后是到皇后死的。
He knows the issue, the decree issued is to kill the queen.
你看见不是叫他自己受伤害的。
It is hurt himself.
现在他明白过来了。
Now he understands.
他说我觉得肢体中没有一个律。
Now I feel there's another law in my mind.
和我心中的律交战。
To fight against the law of my
heart. 二十二节说按我里面的意思我是喜欢神的律。
For I delight in the law of God according to the inner man.
这个里面的意思原文是按我里面的人。
According to the inward man.
谁是里面的人呢
？Who is the inward
man? 世界就是里面的人。
Esther is the inward man.
圣灵和我们的灵就是里面的人。
The Holy Spirit and our spirit is the inner man.
所以按照这个是喜欢神的律。
According to this, we delight in the law.
但是在我里面有一个交战。
But there is a battle, war.
所以他说的真是苦啊。
He said, "How wretched!"
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体
？Who will deliver me from this body?
所以弟兄姊妹，这个就是他蒙光大约所看见的。
So brothers and sisters, this is what he sees after he's enlightened.
他感觉到好像当时罗马的刑罚一样。
He feels as if the punishment of the Roman
empire. 一个犯人和一个死的身体绑在一起。
A criminal is being bound together with a dead.
眼睛对眼睛，鼻子对鼻子。
Eye to eye, nose to nose.
那尸体的虫和蛆就跑到他的眼睛里面
了
嘴巴里面来
All the maggots and germs come into him
所以他说我真是苦啊
He said how
怎么现在就明白了
Brother sister
为什么亚哈水鲁跑到院子里面去跑到花园里面去
Why does Ahasuerus run to the garden
原来他天天和哈曼喝酒的时候
That's when we drink every day
他现在知道他是仇人恶人敌人的时候
Now he realized he is the adversary and the enemy
他才晓得和他做朋友就好像对着死尸绑着的一样
as, to be a friend to him as if he was bounded with a
谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体
Who could deliver me from this body of death
感谢主
Thank God
你只要把肉体放在他该在的地位上
If you put the flesh to its due position
老早2000年前神已经把他和基督同钉十字架
Long ago 2000 years ago God has crucified it with Christ
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这样我们就得着释放
Now we are relieved
好了现在你看慢慢问题解决了是吧
Now you see the problem is solved
现在天慢慢开始晴朗了
Now the sky become clear
但是过了几个月以后
but come a couple of
days 大概过了三个月以后
maybe 3 months later
结果以斯帖又来到王面前
and Esther once again came to the king
这次王有没有找他
Has the king called her?
他又是冒着死去的。
He came once again at the risk.
结果王又是举出金杖来。
And the king once again held out the golden.
那么这回他要什么
？What does she want?
这回他不光求，而且他面前哭的。
This time she not only requests but also cries.
他到底哭什么
？What does she cry?
他希望说王呢能够把这个哈曼的发出去那个命令能把他收回来。
She wants.They came to take back the decrees that's issued.
意思就是说，哈曼这个律已经出去了，哈曼这个死和罪的律已经出去了。
That means that the law of sin and death is already being issued.
那现在怎么办呢
？Now what?
所以现在他又来到面前，到王面前哭的。
Now she cried before the king.
希望说王能够把这个命令拿回来。
Hope that the king can take back the decree.
但是弟兄姊妹，
啊，
但是你世界眼泪不能够改变那个律的。
The tears of Esther cannot change the law.
因为波斯的律法连王自己都不能改的。
Because Persian law, even the king cannot change.
所以弟兄，现在怎么办
？So brothers and sisters, now what shall we do?
说我们看见肉体的败坏。
On one hand, we see the corruption of.
但是罪和死律还在我们身上。
But the law of sin and death still.
我们巴不得能把这个收回来。
We hope that we can take it up.
收回来的。
But there's no way to.
这是波斯的法律，绝对收不回来的。
This is Persian law. There's no way to take it back.
结果怎么办
？Then what is?
结果。亚哈水鲁怎么说呢
？Now what Ahasuerus said?
他把他自己的戒指脱下来。
He take off his signet ring.
因为现在这个摩迪卡已经来到王的面前。
Now Mordecai has appeared before the
king. 你看见吗？现在对的人在朝中啊。
Now the right person is in the court.
他可以见王的面了。
He can see the king.
他可以影响王了。
He can have influence.
所以现在我们就把他戒指拿下来。
Now the king took off his
crown. 本来是放在哈曼手指头的。
Originally it was on him.
现在放在摩德该的身上。
Now he's on Mordecai's finger.
那个律没有废掉。
The law is still there.
最合适的律仍旧在那里。
Law of sin and death still there.
那既然以色列不是非死不可吗？
If this Israel is doomed to die.
不是一点希望都没有吗？
Are they still hopeless?
有希望。
Yes, there.
还有一个律。
There's another law.
这是摩德该就做那这摩德该发出去那道律。
It's through the law that's issued by Mordecai.
是摩德该发出去的。
It's issued by Mordecai.
这是圣灵的律。
That's the law of the Holy Spirit.
但是不光是圣灵的律。
It's not only
the Holy Spirit. 而且这个命令发出去以后。
And after this decree so
issued, 12月13号。
On the 13th day of
the month, 可以保护他们自己。
The Jews can protect themselves.
他们可以为保护自己而战。
They can fight to protect themselves.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是另外一条立场。
This is another law.
这样他们才能活过来。
Now they can survive.
所以这个律当然是圣灵的律。
This law is the law of the Holy
Spirit. 因为是摩德该发出去。
Because it's issued by Mordecai.
但也是生命的律。
And it is also the law of life.
因为最后就把生命赐给所有的人，所以犹太人。
In the end, they gave life to all the Jews.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
你现在明白了。
Now you understand.
有两个律是平行的。
There are two laws as parallel.
一个是最合适的律。
On the one hand, it's the law of sin and death.
还有一个生命圣灵的律。
On the other hand, it's the law of life and
death. 弟兄姊妹，当圣命律发出去的时候，
when the law of spirit and life,
没有把最合适的律废掉，
it didn't annihilate the law of sin and death.
但是产生的结果是什么？
What is the result?
当以色列人为他们自己而战的时候，
when the Jews were fighting for themselves,
所以那一天他们就没有被歼灭。
They were not destroyed.
结果感谢主。
And thank God.
结果他们转悲为喜。
Then turn their sorrow into joy.
转忧为乐。
Into joy.
弟兄姊妹，
I'm saying,
以色列这个摩利盖这个民族终于保持下来。
And the Jewish people are preserved.
神的见证终于保存下来。
The testimony of the Lord is maintained.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见这个得胜是个何等的得胜。
What a great victory this is.
所以他们终于胜过哈曼了。
Finally, they defeated him.
感谢主。
Thank God.
这就是整个的故事。
This is an entire story.
但是不止于此。
But not only.
你知道以色列后来又求王。
You know, later Esther requests of the Lord.
他说好不好啊，在这个苏珊城再给我们一天。
And give us another day in the city of
Shem. 3月14号。
In the 14th day.
那么为什么再给一天呢？
Why another day?
很有意思。
Very interesting.
你知道13号他们已经把哈曼的10个儿子都治死了。
On the 13th day, they have put to death the 10 sons of him.
但是14号那天呢？
On the 14th day.
要把他们挂起来。
They need to hang them on the
gallows. 不光哈曼要挂在木架上。
Not only Haman need to be hung on the gallows.
哈曼的十个儿子要把他挂在木架上。
The 10 sons of Haman need to be hung on the gallows.
好像 barbecue 一样，你把十个翅膀全部挂在一起。
Just like a barbecue, you need to put 10 wings on
the gallows. 所以必须，你们现在你明白为什么要两天呢？
Now you understand why do they need two?
第一天是得胜。
On the first day is victory.
第二天是夸胜。
The second day is to boast for.
这就是我们今天的经历。
This is our Christian experience. Thank God.
13号我们能胜过哈曼的十个儿子。
On the 13th day, we can overcome the 10 sons of
Haman. 不仅如此。
But not only that.
14天我们要宣告去告诉全世界。
On the 14th day, we need to pronounce.
告诉哈曼在木架上。
Not only Haman is on the gallows.
还有的就是连哈曼的十个儿子也在十字架上。
10 sons of Haman need also to be on the gallows.
感谢主。
Thank God.
你看这就是最后整个的故事。
This is the end of the truth.
后续就是以色列人土耳其的来源。
This is the origin of the Purim.
结果弟兄姊妹，他们就能享受从圣灵来的喜乐。
They can celebrate, they can enjoy the joy of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这就是最圣的秘诀。
This is a secret of victory.
因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
现在我们可以读一段的圣经。
Now we can read a passage.
我们好不好来看罗马书第八章
？Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
第十二节。
Verse 8.
我们再读，我想弟兄姊妹就很清楚了。
We may read again, you will understand.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺服肉体活着。
Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh.
你们都懂了，这里肉体就是哈曼，是不是
？You understand the flesh is represented him.
你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God.
这些儿女都长成了神的儿子。
This has grown into the sons of God.
你们所受的不是奴仆的灵，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是神儿子名分的灵，因此我们呼叫阿爸。
For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom you cry out,
Abba. 圣灵与我们的灵同证我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are
God's children. 等到世界最后的时候
the end of the East Book of Esther,
不光摩迪改出面了，以色列也出面了。
Not only Mordecai showing his face in Esther was hidden in the palace.
现在出面了。
Now he shows up.
到了启示录最后的时候。
To the end of the Revelation.
是圣灵和心腹说来，凡口渴的都可以来。
It is the bride and the Holy Spirit says, come. Then those who are thirsty.
所以到了最后，你看摩迪改得这个非常尊荣的地位。
In the end, Mordecai has obtained a glorious position.
圣灵和我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit and our spirit bear witness.
既是儿女，便是后嗣。
As children, we are as
heir, 就是神的后嗣
heir of God,
和基督同作后嗣
co-heir with Christ.
如果我们与他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
If we have suffered with him together, we will be glorified.
兄弟们，到了最后的时候，
我们其实
你不仅看见摩迪改得荣耀
，You will not only see Mordecai be glorified,
得着该得的地位
，and in his due position,
你看见以斯帖也出面，也显出他的荣耀来。
You see, Esther also shows to reveal her glory.
这个荣耀是什么
？What is this glory?
你得到后面的时候。
When you reach,
那就是磨成神儿子的形象。
That is to be molded into the image of the Son.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？
那原来
这就是整本的以斯帖记。
This is the entire book of Esther.
你看以斯帖记怎样的那个解释了罗马书
？How can Esther explain the book of Romans?
你也看见罗马书怎样的解释了以斯帖记
？You also see how Romans explain the book of Esther.
我们的时间就没有了。所以我们只能够停到这里。
We have to stop here.
那末了，我再提两个很简单的点。
I will mention two simple points.
这个十个儿子的名字都有他的意思的。
And there are meanings for the 10 sons' names.
那十个儿子是哪十个儿子呢？你去看这个是第几章？这个你去看，大家找出来第几章第几节吗？啊，你是第几章
？Chapter
九章。然后呢？七节啊，对。七节八节，你看哈，这个这里面有十个名字，对不对
？There are ten names here.
那我们不叫他，我们把它改一下，老大、老二、老三，好吧
？We just call it number one, number two, number three.
这个每个名字都有它的意思的。
Every name has its meaning.
我现在讲的目的叫投抛砖引玉，盼望你们更自己努力读圣经。
I want to throw out a brick in order to
get you. 我只把它意思告诉你。
I want to tell you the meaning.
这老大的意思是什么
？What's the meaning of the number one?
是好奇的己。
It is the curious self.
你极有好几方面的。
And yourself has many aspects.
这个第一方面是好奇，好奇的奇。
Number one is curiosity.
那老二呢
？Number two
是哭泣的奇。
It is the crying self.
那么老三呢
？Number three
是凑齐的奇，把自己凑在一块儿的那个奇。
It is to just put yourself together.
就是说很矜持的，矜持的奇。
It is the stubbornness.
矜持，矜持就是有一个样子的。
And to have some
kind. 然后呢 ，conquering generous self.
Then the generous self.
在下面的软弱的奇。
Then the weak self.
然后强硬的奇。
Then the strong self.
然后 prominent self 就是显著的奇。
Then prominent self.
然后横冲直撞的奇。
Then this
impulsive self.
Impulsive self.
然后尊贵的奇。
Then honorable self.
然后最后一个，最后老实是什么呢
？What is number ten？
是纯粹的己。
It is the pure self，
百分之百的己。
100% self，
如假包换的己。你懂吗？就是这 pure self，
It is pure，
这就是十个儿子的。
These are the names of the
十个儿子的。你看，这是非常非常清楚的。
This is very very clear。
那我们要结束了。
We have to conclude here。
我要给大家一幅图画。
I want to give you a picture。
我要发给大家做纪念品。
I will give you a souvenir。
我希望每一个人一家有一个。
I hope every family can take one。
那么等一等，你会看见你拿到这张照片呢。
Later you will see this。
你看，你有三个同心圆的圈圈。
Now three are concurrent。What's the
同心圆的圈
three circles
你们看见吗那这个最中心的是灵然后在外面是魂在外面是身体你看到没有
in the center is a spirit and the middle is the soul and outside
is the body 如果换那画人灵魂体的话就里面是灵外面是魂在外面是身体对不对
if you draw the picture is spirit, soul and body
那么这个以斯帖记刚开始的时候给你图画是颠倒的人
in the beginning of Esther the picture is an upside down
因为当一个人是旧人他很多的胡须对不对
when man is old man man has a lot of beard
所以当一个人胡须这样遮盖的时候你看见呢在这个时候你会发现这个人为什么颠倒呢
Now you understand why is this man upside down?
因为他的身体在最上面，你这样看，身体最上面。
Because his body
is 最上面，你看这样。
Body is on top.
然后呢是魂，对不对
？Then is soul.
然后呢才是灵，对不对
？Then is the spirit.
现在大家可以那么你如果仔细看这个图画的话。
If you look very carefully,
你就看见说，结果是魂在灵身体，这个体在魂的上面，魂又在灵的上面。
And body is on top of the soul, and soul, but the soul is on top of the spirit.
那良心是灵的一部分。
And conscience is part of.
所以哈希鲁把良心废掉，你看他把灵压在最底下。
So Ahasuerus has dethroned the conscience.
结果他喝酒快乐以后，他就要把王后招来。
And when we drink and happy, we want to call the queen.
那么弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？他是酒精在他里面一开始工作了，结果他就开始做了。
And when the alcohol starts working in his body, he starts.
所以他是听酒精的话。
So he listened to the.
他是听身体的话。
He listened to his body.
然后就把王后废掉了。
And he dethroned Vashti.
所以这样的人乃是 upside down 的人，是一个颠倒的人。
This kind of man is an upside down man.
整个影视。这些的故事要把这个人把他矫正过来。
The story of Esther is to reverse this order.
所以弟兄们，当这个人戴帽子的时候
，When this man put his hat on，
那就是以斯帖对圣灵说：“我若死就死了吧。”
That's when Esther says, "If I perish, I perish."
所以你看，如果把这个人戴了帽子以后
，If you put a hat on，
我看见刚好反过来，是不是
？You see, it's reversed.
最下面的是身体。
And the bottom is the body.
现在身体听魂的话。
Now the body listens to the soul.
现在魂听灵的话。
Now the soul listens to the spirit.
是这样子吗？现在你看见吗？现在我们的魂就然后最后呢？最后你看见灵是听圣灵的话。
In the end, you see the spirit obeys the Holy.
你看见以色列怎样受主的引导
？How Esther
受圣灵的引导
？How Esther was led by the Holy Spirit.
然后整个人就改变了。
The entire being is.
你要说我们怎么改变的
？You ask how we are.
你可以给大家看。我是这么改变的。
You can show to other people I'm changed.
本来我这样的人，现在我变成这样的人。
Originally I was like this person, and then now.
这是什么故事呢
？What is this story？
这就是整个以斯帖的故事。
This is entire story of Esther.
这也就是罗马书的故事。
And this is a story of Romans.
所以感谢主。
So thank you.
因为我们把自己奉献了。
Because we consecrated.
因为我们说我们若死就死了吧。
If we will say we perish, we.
结果我们的心思就更新而变化。
Now our mind is renewed.
生命就都变化。
The Holy Spirit does this transforming.
把我们从昏君就变成了英君。
Turn us from the foolish king into the wise king.
感谢主。
Thank God.
这个就是圣灵在我们手中的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
你说圣灵工作是小吗？
Do you think this is a small work?
你说一个人在地上打滚，当然圣灵的工作。
One person roll on the floor. This is one.
你说叫一个人在地上打滚容易，还叫能改变一个人容易？
Do you think it's easy for people to roll on the floor easy or to turn this upside down?
你说神叫鱼吞了约拿容易，还是约拿这个人容易？
Is it easy for the fish to spit out Jonah or for Jonah?
约拿谁叫他往东，他往西去。
When God commanded Jonah to go to the east,
这个人难带到一个地步，在鱼的肚子里，鱼都吃不消，三天就把它吐出来了。
And this person is so difficult, even the fish cannot digest him.
但是结果，你看约拿说神怎样的改变了约拿。
But you see the book of Jonah, how God has transformed Jonah.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记。
Don't forget.
在我们身上的神迹是最大的神迹。
The miracle in us is the greatest miracle.
为什么一个人病了，他可以再倒下？
A person's sick.
我们这边是个，我们这边是朽坏的身体。
Our body is a corrupted body.
感谢你，基督主医治我，明天我还会倒下。
Thank you, Lord. If you heal me today, tomorrow I still be sick.
但是我们来等主回来。
But we wait for the Lord.
主要改变我们。
God will change.
如果我们这人从这个变成这个。
If we our person is changed from this one to
another, 你能说这不是圣灵的大能吗？
Don't you say this is the great power of
God? 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
但
我们不要误会圣灵的工作。
We not have a misunderstanding.
我绝对相信，因着圣灵大能，许多的疾病得了医治。
I indeed believe because of the power of the many
eyes can see.
The blind can see.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
如果主迟延的话
，If the Lord delay,
有一天他们还要逃下。
Someday they will still be sick.
没有人能拦阻他们不进到坟墓里。
Nobody can stop them from going into the tomb.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
圣灵在我们里面的工作。
The Holy Spirit's work in us.
比较起来的话
，Comparatively speaking,
圣灵做了何等的
工作。
What great work the Holy Spirit
does. 我们这个人居然有这么大的改变。
Our person can have such a great change.
圣经需要用整本历史帖来描写他。
The Bible needs to use entire book of Esther to describe.
用罗马书来描写他。
Use Romans to describe.
感谢主。
Thank God.
主给了我们何等的恩典。
What grace the Lord.
现在我们对圣灵应该有认识。
Now we need to have an understanding of Holy Spirit.
完全的认识。
Have a full understanding.
让我们来敬拜他。
Let us worship.
让我们对圣灵说。
Let us say to the Holy Spirit.
我若死就死了。
If I perish, I perish.
圣灵把十字架给我们。
The Holy Spirit gave the cross.
十字架把圣灵给我们。
The cross gave us the Holy Spirit.
这就是以斯帖记的故事。
This is the story of Esther.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow ahead and pray.
主，我们把这些话恭敬地交在你手里。
Lord, we completely commit this word to you.
我们谢谢你对我们说话。
We thank you for speaking to us.
我们相信许多人生下来为了这个周末。
We believe many are born for this week.
我们请你使用这些话。
We ask you to use it.
不光为着我们在座。
Not only for our.
乃是为着我们所有关心的弟兄姊妹。
But for all who care for us.
也为着听录音或者看录音的人。
And also for those who hear the tape.
不管怎么样，但愿这些话能够出去。
No matter what, may these words be spread.
主啊，叫你能得着当得的地位。
Lord, you can obtain your due position.
全世界应该知道，这我全世界应该知道圣灵所当得着的地位。
The entire world need to know the Holy Spirit's position.
我们也更知道我们的地位乃是十字架。
We also know that our position is.
所以我们旧人已经同与基督同钉十字架。
Our old man has already been crucified.
我们也说主啊，你做的对。
And we say, Lord, you did right.
我们的位置就是十字架。
Our position is on the cross.
愿圣灵在宝座上。
May the Holy Spirit.
愿我们衰微。
May we decrease.
愿他被高举。
愿他
带领这个信息。
May this message
能够征服我们，
can conquer
得着我们，
obtain us
改变我们，
transform us
改变我们个人，
change our personal
life 改变我们全家，
and change our whole
改变整个的教会，
and change entire church
我改变整个的社会，
and change the entire society
祷告，
hear our prayer
靠耶稣基督可爱的
in the loving name of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen
Amen, Amen.